Penguin Audio presents Babylon by Bus by Ray Lemoine and Jeff Newman with Donovan Webster. Read by Jeremy Davidson. Prologue. I've heard Judea is nice this time of year. The bus broke down again near Fallujah. This time it was only for a few hours, but other engine and mechanical troubles had already turned the advertised 10-hour ride from Amman to Baghdad into a nearly 24-hour epic. It was morning, just after sunrise, and my companion, Jeff Newman, and I jumped out to stretch our legs and take a leak. It was January 17th, 2004. 9 days earlier, I had celebrated my 25th birthday. Jeff was 28. During this time, Iraq was experiencing a period of relative calm. Jeff gestured up the road. "Look at that," he said, "a burned-out tank." A few miles ahead, the Sunni Arab city of 300,000 hunkered low, a mud-brick skyline. Columns of thick black smoke rose from somewhere inside the city, like spires punctuating the view and adding a wispy counterpoint to the mosque minarets that spiked heavenward across the horizon. Fallujah is known as the City of Mosques, and the Army's 82nd Airborne was now working the city's perimeter, with Fallujah's interior festering under insurgent rain. By the time we left Iraq, under threat of assassination, Fallujah would be at open war with the Americans, with heavily armed foreign jihadist and ex-Ba'athist guerrilla insurgents fighting the 1st Marines in bloody urban combat. Baghdad was our ultimate goal. We'd entered Iraq on Highway 10 from Jordan, a super slab across the desert, not unlike I-15 between Los Angeles and Las Vegas, that cuts east-west across the featureless heart of